It's the Country Station, FM 95, and so cool. Every once in a while, up-and-coming artists will stop by the FM 95 studios, and we're just talking off the air about this, and I sort of get excited about that, but I really get excited about it when it's somebody with the song that I really like. And earlier this week, my boss said, hey, you want to stick around before you leave because Tony Jackson's coming in? I said, okay, and then I walked away. I'm like, wait a second, Tony Jackson, Drink by Drink? And now he's sitting right across from me.
What's up, guys?
How are you, buddy?
I'm excellent.
And that single is part of an album that came out last year. Congratulations on that song, seriously, because it would be in my top 10 country songs from last year for sure.
Thank you. That's awesome to hear. Appreciate that.
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to ask you where you're from, because I know you were a Navy brat.
That's right.
And traveled all over the world.
That's right. The Jacksons are from Virginia.
Yeah, okay.
Richmond and Virginia Beach, Virginia. But literally, I'm from everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. I never lived anywhere longer than 3 years till I turned 24.
And so this radio tour thing and then being on the road playing is all right with you?
It's all right with me. Yeah. And actually being a musician and traveling from place to place and meeting people is a very natural thing for me, I found.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. Well, let's go back a little bit. Dad was in the Navy.
My dad was Navy.
Yeah.
He spent 22 years in Navy from before I was born till I about ready to graduate high school.
Yeah, yeah. And so you didn't want to follow those footsteps, but you
didn't. No, our plans were for me to go off to college, and I got to talking to a recruiter one day at lunch in high school, and it was actually an Air Force recruiter, and he got me out of my period following lunch. So the longer I sat there and talked to him, the more interesting it seemed to be joining the Air Force. And then three Marines came in their dress blues. He's a female master sergeant. About 5'5", but just huge. And then two sergeants behind her, and we both watched them walk by. He stopped talking. They walked by and set their table up, and I was like, yeah, I don't want that one.
Marines.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And so my dad, who was never at a loss for Marine Corps jokes growing up, I didn't want to really go home and be like, hey, I'm thinking about joining the Marine Corps. So I just went ahead and did it. Went and took the ASVAB, signed the letter, and I went home. And I just had my speech planned for him. And the way it came out was, you know what, Dad? I'm done taking orders. I've joined the Marine Corps. And he said, man, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. But I'm proud of you for making a decision. And,
yeah.
So it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me. I loved it.
And you did you did your 4 years?
Yeah, so I did 4 years and got out. Went to work in IT for a major bank. And then after September 11th, I got called back. So mm-hmm. I had to go back for a year.
Yeah.
And then got back out and went back to work.
Yeah. And in the military, is that where you got a love for country music? Because you didn't grow up with it.
No. Actually, I grew up listening to Armed Forces Radio. And there's no genre on Armed Forces Radio. It's whatever whoever on the base calls and asks for.
Oh, sure.
So I don't know what genre was. You can get some Stevie Wonder. You can get some Kenny Rogers. You can get some,
You might get Tommy Dorsey.
That's
or
right.
Yeah.
You get everything.
Sure.
So, we were actually living in Spain from when I was 10 to when I was 13. And at great times, they had a USO show come to town.
Mm-hmm.
And the USO show was Randy Travis.
Oh, wow.
And so Armed Forces Radio was all Randy Travis songs, and Armed Forces Television showed all Randy Travis videos. It was a big buzz. And on the day of the show, my friends and I went down to the hangar where they were setting up for this concert, and this guy comes out to talk to us. It was about five of us. And he's interested in what we have to say about us. What's it like being an American kid living overseas? What's, are you learning Spanish? What's the school like? All these things. And not many people care about what a 10-year-old has to say.
Right.
So this guy is our best friend. Right. We love this guy.
Yeah.
And we come back later for the show, and it was Randy Travis that we had been talking to. And so, of course, this is my best friend, right? This dude right here, whose song's been playing all week, is now best friends with me. But it really turned me on to his music.
Mm, yeah.
But as far as country, that's always been close by.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, what got me into country music really is just as far as a performer and an entertainer and a writer of songs, it speaks to me the most. It's about real things and real people. And, you don't have to come up with these abstract, things. You just sing it how you'd say it. And when we play shows out, it's everybody's there. It's inclusive of everybody.
Yeah.
It truly is for everybody. And that's suited for my personality. I just love it.
tell us how Jimmy Dean Sausage has. I'm going to go ahead and play Drink by Drink because I love it. We'll play that, and we'll come back, and we'll also hear the new single. You said you're already working on a new album. The first one came out in May of last year.
Yeah.
And a new album in the works.
Yeah, keep it moving.
Yeah.
So we're in Nashville.
We're going to play Drink by Drink. Tony Jackson, this one's from last year. You'll recognize it. Great stuff. It's FM 95 Mornings.
Trouble, I think that we should take a little break. You've been on my case this whole week. I need some time away. You're showing up at my job. Oh, you got me reaching for the bottle. And with this fifth of Crown, I'm gonna beat you down. And you can take it to the bank. I'll get over it all. Drink by drink, drink by drink. She walked out on me on a Saturday night. She said it was all my doing. She thought I'd break down, forgive and forget all that she put me through. And trouble now, you've gone too far, but I've got my friends and my favorite bar. Trouble you never see me ruin. And you can take it to the bank. I'll get over it all. Drink by drink. Drink by drink. Drink by drink. Just having a ball. A cool summer night and some time to think. A red cup of ice and a little hang. And you can take it to the bank. I'll get over it all. Don't care what anybody thinks. I'll be here till
Lucky enough to have the singer-songwriter of that song, Drink by Drink, Tony Jackson, in the studio on FM 95 Mornings. So that one started out kind of as a ballad.
Yeah, it was a lot slower. It's more of a tear in my beer type song. And, you know, it's not what we were really going for.
Yeah.
So we sped it up and it turned into a cheerful tear in my beer song.
Juked it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell me about, before the song, we talked about Jimmy Dean's wife.
Yeah.
Were you playing somewhere and she caught your act?
We did a tribute to late great George Jones,
mm-hmm.
His song "The Grand Tour." Some friends and I back at home,
yeah.
And that we put on YouTube, and that made its way to her.
Was it? Were you just in a bar?
We were in a studio recording some other stuff.
Sure,
an EP of ours, and he had just died that April, and so it was meant to be a tribute. She got a hold of it and invited me to be on a show she does in Richmond called Old Dominion Barn Dance, which is kind of like the Opry. Variety show. They have
frog
dancers and comedians and traditional country artists come through and headline.
Yeah. Was this kind of big for you? It's huge, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I got to perform with, you know, I got to perform the Gatlins and Connie Smith and Ronnie McDowell and, you know, Lee Greenwood.
Mm.
But we did a couple of these shows and she says, you know what, we've got to get you to Nashville. Like, we just have to share this stuff. And so we went to Nashville and recorded a record.
Signed
a deal, signed a booking deal, and left the bank.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm playing music.
Tony Jackson owes his career to sausage.
Yes. Jimmy Dean for breakfast, please.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty great. Tell us about some of the musicians who are on that first album, the Tony Jackson album.
We got members of the legendary band, the Time Jumpers, on there.
Vince Gill's band.
Steel, yes.
Well, it's not just his band. There's a bunch of
He's one of the guys. He truly, truly is. You know, he doesn't brand himself or behave or, you know, he's truly one of the guys.
Yeah.
And we got Mickey Raphael, who's Willie Nelson's harp player.
Mm.
This new song we just recorded has Glenn Talent, or Gary Talent, from the E Street Band, the bass player.
One of wow.
The band members is on this record.
Yeah.
So we've got some good musicianship on there.
you were talking a moment when you were in the studio before you shot the video for, is it Nashville Cats?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there were a lot of the Time Jumpers were in the studio.
Yes.
Vince Gill was in the studio.
Vince Gill's my acoustic guitar player.
Yeah.
In his booth, and right, I'm in the vocal booth. And they hit the button to record, and they all launch into the intro of this song, and I miss my cue.
Because you were what?
I was watching him with my cell
phone. He was taking a selfie.
I was taking pictures of them. Vince Gill's playing on my record. I'm taking video. And missed a cue and didn't even realize it until I saw their faces turn around and look at me like, where'd Tony go?
A lot of young artists, you know, maybe wouldn't deal with that. So how old are you, Tony, first of all?
40. You're
40 years old. Yes, yeah. So kind of you look 25, quite honestly.
Thanks.
But wouldn't know how to deal with all that attention. Right? How do you deal with it? You seem pretty easygoing and, you know, with having all those people in the studio would be pressure for some folks.
One of the things I believe in and I've learned growing up, having moved around everywhere, is that people are the same everywhere. They just are, right? We're all after the same things, and we can all be with each other and enjoy the moment. Now, they may be infinitely better musicians than I am with the guitar.
But, yeah.
You know, it felt natural to be, you know, part of that, you know, composing and singing with those guys. And
so I think,
I didn't feel out of place at all.
I think every kid should be a military brat because you were well-rounded when you grew up. You saw a lot of things, a lot of places, and met a lot of people, a lot of different people. And a lot of people don't get to experience that growing up.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people, if I tell that story, I went to 4 high schools in 4 years.
Mm.
And I share that with people, and they go, oh, no, that's terrible. But I didn't feel like it didn't hurt me at all.
Yeah.
You know, especially suited to the career that I'm in now.
Right? Yeah.
You know, so I can go anywhere and enjoy myself. I'd never been to this town before.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I'm looking around. I'm usually on Wikipedia, you know, looking at the history of the town and stuff like that. I enjoy it.
Carl Sandburg, great poet.
Yeah.
Won a Grammy in 1949. I just learned that the other day. Yes. Well, the Grammys are Sunday night, so. Maybe you'll be there someday. You're going to be at the Country Radio Seminar.
I'll be there.
Really soon. My boss, Brian Prescott's going and not taking
February
me.
February 5th through 7th.
Yeah, that's great. And that's about, that's industry folks down there, so you're going to be doing a lot of schmoozing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm more like you know, cattle. You know,
one of the Tony, we need you over here.
Hey, come over. Let him check your teeth.
Yeah.
All right. Come over. Sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been a part of that before? Have you been a part of a CMA
Fest?
I've
been in the last few CRS.
Yeah,
CMA.
Sure. Yep.
But it is cool to be back around, you know, other artists because we're out in the wind.
Yeah.
You know, and away from each other. So events like CRS and CMA gives us an opportunity to get back together and reconnect with each other, and that's a lot of fun.
And was that whole first album recorded in Zach Brown's Southern Ground?
So Nashville Cats recorded at Southern Ground.
Okay.
The rest of it was recorded at RCA, Studio A, Chet Atkins' famous studio.
Yeah.
So
You know, growing up, I looked at album covers and liner notes all the time. I'm like, why did they record in 10 different spots? Well, just do it in one spot.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Well, you know, the different companies and different people that built and ran those things, you'd get a different sound out of those.
That's true.
You could play the same song with the same musicians and the same instruments
in
two different studios, and you get completely different.
The sounds. Drum sound may be horrible in the one studio.
Or just different.
Yeah,
know,
just
like,
different.
A Ford or a Chevy, you know, they both do the same thing, but there's some subtle differences between them. The RCA Studio B, where Elvis recorded all that was the birthplace of what they call the Nashville sound. And if you go in there, there's actually an X on the floor, which is what they found to be the spot where a vocalist needs to be
sing
in this room and record it. You know, really? They have it down to that. You know, it's sorcery for people like me, but for them, it's a science.
And tell me about, I think it's impressive, such a night. You had Dr. John?
Yeah.
On piano, yeah. For one. How yeah. did that work out? Who said?
My team, my manager, just knows everybody.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, we're going to do this tune. I said, cool. And he said, Dr. John's going to play on it. So, all right.
So that's cool.
So I actually did the instrumentation for that up in Woodstock, New York. And John Sebastian from Love and Spoonfuls on harp on that song.
That's right. Yeah. And you cover his Nashville Cats.
That's right.
On the first album, that's Tony right. Jackson. New album in the works. And when will we see you on a stage soon? Do you know yet?
Well,
we're working on it.
We've got some dates for 18 already in the books.
Yeah.
And some new dates are being added weekly. But I'd ask people just to join me on Facebook. I'm very active on my Facebook page at Tony Jackson.
Yep.
So as new dates are added, we'll put them out there. And hopefully I can come up this way soon.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about Old Porch Swing. We've been spinning it here for a couple weeks on FM 95.
Thank you so much for that, by the way.
You're welcome. Well, but, the guy to your right there is responsible for that.
Yeah. My buddy Cole Capshaw, who is from Richmond, but he's in Nashville writing songs now, wrote that song. And I was at a songwriter's night back home listening to it. I said, man, we got to cut that song. It resonated with me because I had an Old Porch Swing coming up, and it was at my grandmother's house. We had no toys over there, so we just used this thing like it was Six Flags. You know, that's all fun we had, bang it up against the house.
Absolutely.
In trouble. But I had a lot of memories from that. You know, I never forget it. And I imagine that there's a lot of people out there that have those memories or that thing that they can tie so many memories to. And so we went out with it as a single, and it's doing pretty well. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, yeah. Old Porch Swing. My guest is Tony Jackson. Proud to have him in the studio this morning. Check it out on FM 95 Mornings.
Mama used to love to reminisce. She'd sat out on the porch on nights like this. She'd tell me about her favorite things in life, like honeysuckle, rain, and fireflies. Out on that old porch swing, I learned summertime and Friday night. My daddy's guitar, couple coats, and all the guys. The hours pass like cars through midnight air. The first tunes that I ever played were there. Out on that old porch swing, I played Garth Brooks, a little Hank, and everything in between. Out on that old porch swing, and my mind would just go rocking back and forth to the memories I made on my front. First time that I looked into her eyes, she was close enough to press her lips to mine. We were swinging through the night hand in hand. That's where the best chapter in my life began. Out on that old porch swing, wanted and what I missed, everything in between. Out on that old, and I love that old, and I miss that.
brand new from Tony Jackson on FM 95 Mornings, and we're so happy to have him in the studio. Old Porch Swing from the album that came out in May of last year with a bunch of guests on it. Tony, thanks for being here this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, and thanks for spending the song.
Oh, you bet. I
appreciate it.
And I'll spend drink by drink more. We might even play it one more time before you leave. Come back with your guitar player next
time.
I'll do that. Like you said, yeah, that'd be great. What are mom and dad? I mean, dad's a lifetime Navy. You were in the Marines.
Yeah.
And then this happens.
Yeah.
And then did you call him up and say, Mom, listen to your local country station? How did that work out when you knew it was going to be cut, when you knew it was going to be on the radio?
Well, I was in a band back home before,
yeah,
kind of getting signed and going off on the road. So I was doing the Weekend Warrior thing.
So they knew you liked.
Yeah, they knew I was performing and all that.
Yeah.
Stuff. So it was a progression.
You know, sure.
And they still. My dad actually came to the studio and we did the song with Vince.
That's awesome.
So he's got pictures with him.
That's great.
My mother only listens to gospel music on AM 1400 in Portsmouth, Virginia. That is it. That is
wow.
All the music's on, that's what she's listening to.
Yeah.
And it's been that my whole life.
Sure.
So in previous bands and records that we'd made, you know, I tell her, I got a new Met record. She's like, that's nice. You know, that's good job. But she never listened to it, you know. She's listened to this record. She actually likes Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? It's her favorite song on the album. And get that feedback from her was huge, right?
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute. You actually turned your AM 1400 off and put my music on? So that was the biggest piece of feedback. That
I always love to ask, too, the first time, where were you at when it was spun on the radio?
First time I heard my song on FM radio was Drink by Drink.
Yeah.
It was up in Liberty, New York.
Yeah, by yourself at the time?
Yeah, no, I was with my road manager and my
sure.
manager.
Right? Yeah.
So,
and you didn't know it was coming on.
No.
And it just did.
No, and it did.
Yeah. How proud was that moment?
Yeah, I thought somebody switched it to their phone in the car, and I was like, come on, not this again.
You know,
but then it just took a second to sink in.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're having fun.
I'm having a time in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm loving it.
Wait, and you're out there on the road, and you said you're used to Virginia and, you know, being on busy roads up
yeah.
there that lead to all great places
yeah.
on the East Coast. But now you're here in the Midwest where there's sparse, wide-open roads.
Yeah.
And song ideas are coming out.
That's right. That's right. I actually love the open road.
Yeah.
And so I used to be stationed in California out in the desert, a base called 29 Palms. So to get anywhere, you had to take some back roads and long, you know, nobody, you don't see anybody for a while. And so so it's cool to get back in that environment.
Yeah.
I have to deal with traffic, potholes, you know, just set the cruise control. And it's actually the time when I think of songs and lyrics. And
yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
And talking about that Randy Travis so many years ago,
yeah.
It's still probably a part of your what you're spinning on your iPod or your iPhone.
It is. And I actually heard from him through his wife, Mary Travis Davis, who'd seen. I talked about, you know, getting to meet him, and she saw it on a Google alert that she has.
Oh, that's great.
Randy Travis comes up.
Yeah.
And so she reached out to me and congratulated me on what we've been doing and thanking me for homage to him, and so it's encouraging. It's good to hear from him.
Yeah. Well, have a blast at CRS
yeah.
anytime you're in the area. Don't be in Quad Cities or Peoria and don't stop in Galesburg.
Oh, I'm definitely coming back. Guitar,
all right.
With the guitar.
That'd be great. Hey, I'll spin one more Tony Jackson song, and your favorite track from your debut album,
I'm going to spin it. My favorite song on this album is She's Taking Me Home.
She's Taking Me Home?
Yeah.
Tell me about it real quick.
So it's a true story, right? I had a friend of mine. She took me out. We weren't dating or anything. She's just a good friend, and she took me to I'll call it a ballet. Like with the ballet where there's, you know,
twirling.
I'll just leave it. Yeah. That,
yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of twirling. So, that's not my thing. Right? I don't really like, enjoy that and stuff, but it was fun, right? It was innocent enough, and I got hammered. I just had too much. So she ended up having to drive me home in my brand new truck. And so the song's about getting driven in my car and not having the experience of sitting over there in my car.
Yeah,
you know, so She's Taking Me Home sounds something like something, you know, different, but no, it's
is she
it's
still around?
That. We never were a thing.
Oh, okay.
No,
yeah.
She's
yeah.
And she's a friend of mine.
Yeah, you know, sure.
So,
yeah.
So the song is a little embellishment of that story.
Hope to see you on a stage really soon.
Hey, I hope so too. Thank you.
Looking forward to new music.
Thank you so much.
And love what we've heard so far. Tony Jackson, thank him for being in the studio this morning from his debut album that came out in May of last year. Find it on all formats. Just type in Tony Jackson to Facebook. It'll say Tony Jackson, country artist. Click on that. Like him and you're all set. Anything else you want to add in there, Tony?
No, sir. Thank you very much for having me and thanks for playing the music.
Yeah, come back anytime, brother. This is She's Taking Me Home. Tony Jackson on FM 95 Mornings.
Seat I never used. I saw a girl I didn't know that I knew. Could have been the right time, could have been a boost. All I did was all that I could do. She was driving my truck. I was falling in love. She's glowing like the moon in those dashboard lights. We had our hearts on cruise on a Friday night. I was acting like a fool in the side seat. She was breaking all the rules right beside me. Never seen eyes shine so bright. We were flying high in my four-wheel drive. Our heart flickered in the moonlight glow. I'm long gone and she's taking me home. We were jamming to some tunes up in the club. Tell the truth, I didn't know where I was. Could have been the right time, could have been the bus. All I knew was we were turning it up. I said easy on the gas. She said you ride with me, then you ride fast. She's glowing like the moon in those dashboard lights. We had our hearts on cruise on a Friday night. I was acting like a fool in the side seat. She was breaking all the rules right beside me. Never seen eyes shine so bright. We were flying high in my four-wheel drive. Our hearts flickered in the moonlight glow. I'm long gone and she's taking me home. Years went by and we lost touch. But every time I see you pick up your truck, she's still glowing like the moon. Dashboard lights, we got our hearts on cruise. It's a Friday night, still acting like a fool in the side seat. She's still breaking all the rules right beside me. Never seen eyes shine so bright. We were flying high in my four-wheel drive. Our hearts flickered in the moonlight glow. I'm long gone and she still takes me home. Yeah, she takes me home. I looked over from a seat I never used. I saw a girl I didn't know that I knew.